Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Show Radio. This is actually a bonus. I definitely want to talk about Halo Infinite before all the excitement takes place tomorrow, since they're going to be doing a campaign reveal. I just wanted to share some thoughts on things that I would like to see, some improvements I'd like to see in the game that we've loved for so many years. I've been playing Halo for, wow, like for so long, right? 2000, early 2000s, at this point. Played through pretty much every single campaign that has come out. Played through Halo 5 Guardians. I know that's not everybody's favorite Halo for the most part, but there are some things there that were done well. If I remember correctly, that game was 60 frames per second. So that was cool, right? We enjoyed that. So some of the things I definitely want to see evolve, right, in this particular title that we're about to receive. So we all know that there are games that are very, very influential on the market today, right, for certain features, whether that's your Warzone or Battle Royale or different things like that. You may not necessarily like those formats, but those formats, last man standing, last team standing, works out really well, which is not part of my notes, but I definitely wanted to mention that because I've been thinking about that a little bit. But the first thing I want to really address that I like to see is obviously an incredible campaign that's going to close any loops that we have, pay homage to any previous games, any particular character that we love. I would love to see that they give and pay homage to some incredible characters that we've seen in the games of Halo, right? We know that Master Chief is on the PC now. That particular collection, Halo 3 was recently released. That's cool too. But I definitely want to see an incredible campaign that not only highlights the incredible engine that is going to be shown for the campaign, but as well as things that we're going to want to go back to and enjoy, right? So one of the things that we love about great games, right, whether that's your Uncharted and other titles that are considered great in their approach for the campaign stuff, is that going back and playing that campaign again is just a beautiful thing, right? Beautiful experience. So whenever we have a game that we would love to go back to and play the campaign, even though we know exactly what's going to happen, we know the lines that are going to be said, whenever a game exists like that, we enjoy it and we love to go back to that experience, that's always a great indicator of an incredible campaign. So that's the first thing I definitely want to see. I want to see an incredible campaign experience that pulls us in. Of course, graphics are going to be good, right? 60 frames per second on the PC side of things and potentially on the consoles as well, which I haven't looked at. So I'll say this, right? I haven't looked at any rumors. These are the thoughts that I was thinking about as we're approaching this particular campaign showcase coming up, right? No outside influence for these thoughts. These are the things I would love to see, even though that some of the things that I have next you may not necessarily want to hear. The next thing I have is multiplayer. So multiplayer for Halo has always been absolutely amazing, right? Nobody argues that the multiplayer component for the Halo games, which really changed the whole way that we enjoy campaigns today, right? Not campaigns, but multiplayers today. And the fact that it changed it for the better, we enjoy a lot of the games that we enjoy for their multiplayer component side of things because of what Halo has done, right? So you got to give respect to Halo for bringing us such incredible multiplayer. So I'm looking for... this is the second thing. I'm looking for a great multiplayer experience. Of course, the multiplayer experiences with the team deathmatch and different things like that, things that we enjoyed back in the day with, of course, all the new maps. So I would love to see all the new maps that we enjoyed back in a day come back refreshed, right? So I say all the new maps in that way, right? So every map that we've enjoyed in the previous Halo games, I would love to see not them necessarily done in Forge mode, but at least a good percentage of them being introduced when the game comes out. And then adding the ones that, I guess they may do it by a vote, right? So adding the ones that are done, like Beaver Creek has to be in there at some way, shape or form, right? Was it High Rise? I don't think it was High Rise. It was High something. High Ground has to be in there in some way, shape or form, right? And all the maps that we enjoyed back in the day, refreshed, not in Forge mode, added to the game. You know, with whether it's a couple of months down the road, they add different maps and stuff like that. I would love to see them bring all the maps that we enjoyed into this game. So this game is called Infinite, right? So Infinite what, right? So I'll have to say the only thing I did hear or overhear about a grappling hook, I don't know if that's true or not, but outside of that, I didn't see anything else, right? So with the helmet being put on you, right? So we've seen the marketing for Halo for that. I definitely want to touch on that in a little bit. So multiplayer is the second thing that I definitely want to see them do really, really well. And they've always done it really, really well. But adding the maps that we enjoyed, the playlist that we've enjoyed, maybe a rocket, the rocket playlist where you're on the scooter, the mongoose thing, right? I would love to see that come back. So some fun playlists I would love to see return in the Halo Infinite experience, as well as some new things that we would enjoy. Okay, so there's that. Now, here's the next two. They're not as bad as that though. So you may like this. So the next one is very, very difficult missions. Okay, so I definitely want to see very, very difficult missions, long drawn out missions where you need the assistance of other Spartans. Right? We today call it raids. Right, I don't know how they would figure that particular aspect in this particular experience for Halo Infinite, but I would not mind seeing Halo evolve into some of the fabric of gaming that we enjoy today. Raids are cool, right? You may say, well, I don't want to see that. Well, I don't think it'd be a bad idea if it's done well, right? If it's done tastefully. So having very difficult missions in the game, similar to raids, is something I would like to see. I would like to see how they would implement something like that, right? The next thing, so not too much on that, but I would love to see them consider that. So that was number three. Number four. Okay, so kind of leading towards to three a little bit, but number four is Spartan Ops. Right? We've seen Spartan Ops done in previous games. I would love to see those are shorter, you know, quests type things that you would see in Halo. And I would love to see that come back, right? I love to see Spartan Ops come back in the Halo experience for Halo Infinite. So the quests, you do different things and maybe get different armor pieces and stuff like that. Awards that we would really enjoy that mean something, right? That's not only cosmetic in the experience. So I'd love to see them do something like that in the Halo Infinite experience. So that's number four. Number five, I would say open world exploration, if that's even possible in that particular universe, the way they're going to design it. So Infinite to me means that we're going to have a lot of options to do a lot of things. The replay value is going to be high overall in the game, that it's an experience that we're going to look forward to visiting over and over again. So the only way those things could happen is if you make the experience welcoming and replayable, and we have the zeal to return to that particular experience, right? So if you add different things where you are walking in an open world experience and the Spartan Ops missions are maybe 6 meters, 10 meters, 20 meters out, or a couple of miles out, you can jump onto like a Warthog to get to that particular mission. Once you get there, you activate that mission. You can have individuals, other Spartans drop in that those missions with you. You know, that kind of thing, right? Right? There's just something about, you know, whether you like what has been done with games like Destiny and stuff like that, there's just something incredible about having different individuals help you in certain experiences, and they win as well as you win as you're going through those experiences. So whether you look at a game like Warframe, which I'm really loving more and more every time I play it, or you look at a game like Destiny, which has done tremendously well with the features in the game, such as raids, such as matchmaking for the multiplayer side of things, such as strike missions, you know, drop in, drop out, co-op stuff, right? Even though it wasn't necessarily done tastefully in the Halo 5 Guardians when they were trying to test and see if they could introduce those elements to Halo during that time when Destiny was, you know, just really ramping up. And of course, when we look at Destiny, we could say a lot of Destiny is inspired by Borderlands with the different types of components in Borderlands that Destiny really enjoyed and they implemented to their game. So when you look at stuff like that, I think that it's safe to say that when we see a lot of the games that are considered that open world exploration and offer so much value and you want to return to it, we're not necessarily turned off by those experiences anymore. At least that's what I'm seeing. You know, I could be completely wrong. You tell me if I'm wrong on that. But I don't see people really be turned off by experiences that offer open world exploration where you can make different decisions that could affect certain narratives. You know, we have big games like that. Or and even shooters where you have the opportunity to seek and destroy missions and go to different sections to uncover other truths and narratives and stuff like that. I don't think we're against that. Are we? I don't think we're against that. So I would love to see something like that for Halo Infinite. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4. So that was 5. The next thing you may like, you may not like. The next thing, if they considered doing something like a last man or last team standing in Halo, I'm not opposed to it. All right? We're talking about Halo Infinite. This is supposed to be a big game, right? The marketing behind it is ramping up, although most of the marketing is digital, right? We don't have any banners or anything like that that we're seeing. Nobody's really going out because of COVID or anything like that. So I would love to see like a battle royale done tastefully in the game that we're calling Halo Infinite, the game that we're excited for this Xbox generation of consoles and the upcoming stuff, right? Which may include some of the current stuff too. And I know that they're decommissioning one that they're not selling anymore and stuff like that. So as I mentioned when I started at the top of this, that I did not look at all the opinions of other outlets. I definitely wanted to come talk to you about what I would like to see in this Halo Infinite experience. And I know we're going to see some things in the campaign, stuff that they're going to introduce, but we're not going to see everything, right? So tasteful Battle Royale. Okay, so we have some Battle Royale right now that seems to be doing really, really good, right? So you have the Call of Duty Battle Royale stuff that's doing really, really well. And I know that there's Hyperscape or Hyper something recently introduced, I believe, by Ubisoft. That seems to get to be getting some traction right now, right? And of course, you know, Fortnite has been for a very, very long time. And there are some Battle Royale that has died off, right, really quickly that we don't even mention anymore, right? But if they consider doing a Battle Royale component later on down the line, I know Battlefield tried to do a Battle Royale component, and that didn't seem to hit off as well as they thought it would have, and I think they had to apologize for the lack and the consistency of content dropping and stuff like that for Battlefield. And Battlefield, I believe, 5... I think, right? Is it 5? Or Battlefield 1 or Battlefield Reborn? You know which one. The current Battlefield, right? That seems to be doing really well in terms of its presentation, the graphics and stuff like that. But it's suffered from consistency and support that we would deem stellar for us to keep playing that particular game. So let me be clear in this particular section of my brain as I'm saying this. I haven't played the new Battlefield, but I've played Battlefield in the past, and I believe Battlefield is great for what it does. And having a battle royale in that, I think, is fantastic. It's just everybody has different flavors, different tastes when they look at battle royale and how they want that presented to them. And if they consider doing battle royale in Halo Infinite and it's tastefully done, I think it's something that we would enjoy. I think it's something that we would enjoy, right? So you got 3, 4, 5. So that was 6. I guess 7. So 7 things. I guess 7 things I'd like to see done well in Halo Infinite. And here's the thing I want to say before I give number 7. If they mess up with this Halo, I think it's going to be a really, really – it's going to be bad for Xbox if they mess up this Halo. They cannot mess up this Halo, right? So they experimented in Halo 5, right? They can't mess up this Halo. This is their biggest game that's going to draw a lot of individuals who used to play Halo back into that particular universe. Some people are playing, and you got to give it to them. They're marketing for Halo, releasing it on PC, adding different games along the way, getting to the place that we are now where they're going to do the rollout for the campaign for Halo Infinite, right? They released Halo 3 on PC recently. So the campaign, the rollout for the marketing has been pretty steady. They fixed a lot of bugs in the Master Chief Collection. They've apologized where they needed to. They gave hugs where they needed to. They kissed babies where they needed to, right? So we've seen all that happen. And everybody's kind of really feeling good about Halo right now, right? So they don't want to mess that up, right? For the biggest game for their whole platform, right? Which is going to sell a lot of consoles. If they're still considering the selling console stuff a big thing, or a subscription is probably going to be a big thing for them. They recently dropped the 12-month Xbox Live stuff, right, out of their SKU, if you will. So there's a lot of changes being made to really focus on the subscription model of things that bundles a lot of things that you can play early, that kind of a thing, right? At any rate, the 7th thing, the last thing I want to mention before I get out of here is Keys to the City, right? So there was a movie, I don't remember, I think Tom Hanks was in it. And then there was one section where the Raiders raided the ship. And then one guy looked at, I think Tom Hanks was the captain. You probably know the name of the movie, but we're just freestyling right now. So the guy looks at Tom Hanks. I believe Tom Hanks was the captain. And then he says, "I'm the captain now," right? And you could feel the emotion in that whole situation for that particular scene. So everything that we've seen for Halo Infinite, all the marketing that we've seen, all that stuff, I would love to see that handoff be done to us, the player, right? Us, the Spartan, me, you, right? I would love to see that handoff be done at the end of the campaign where you are the captain, right? You are officially the Spartan then. Yeah, we had teams in the past, right? We've seen that. We've seen a Master Chief put on the helmet. We've seen that, right? And we believe that the way we always saw him put on the helmet, we were in it. Like, I really want us to be in the helmet this time, right? Not the idea of, yeah, I'm Master Chief. No, like, when they put on the helmet, they actually take a helmet and they move the screen and they put the helmet on you, right? Literally, right? And I think seeing something like that would extend how we would view the series moving forward, right? Because if you are the chief now, literally, because Master Chief, right, John 117 said, hey, you are, you know, the one that we're going to look for to save us from any upcoming threats. So when you think of all the narratives that happen in Destiny, it always talks about how you're the center, how other Guardians is going to help, how these things are going to happen because you have other individuals who are always willing to stand by you, right? So they crafted the script in such a way where you're always looking for the idea of there's always going to be a Guardian that's going to drop in your game. There's always going to be help, right? You can always solicit help if you need it in a raid, right? So if they frame the script of Halo Infinite in that way where at the end of the campaign, they literally, or even in the beginning of the campaign, they literally take the helmet and put it on you, right? Whoever decides to do that, whichever captain, commander, or super commander in a game, literally takes the helmet and puts it on you and say, you are the one that's going to save us now. Seeing something like that is going to change, not necessarily the trajectory, but it's going to change how we look at the Halo game, Infinite, and how it impacts us when we play, whether that's the campaign or the multiplayer and the maps, whether that's the raid missions, if they do that, or Spartan Ops, if they do that again, or if they introduce like an open world platform, that'd be cool. If they do a tasteful battle royale, and if they actually give you the keys to the city, right? If they do something like that, I think that'll be incredible. And I think those are my thoughts. Those are my thoughts for Halo Infinite. Things I'm looking forward to seeing. Things I'm looking forward to experiencing. If they do anything like that, I'd be excited to see how they do the things that they do when they actually showcase the campaign. So that's all I have, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening to my Halo Infinite predictions. I guess we can call it that. 7 things I'd like to see them do with the game. So thanks for listening. Definitely check me out. Uriah, U-R-I-Y-Y-A. That is my Twitter. You can definitely check out my blog, theshowradio.info. Take care.